No one around, huh?
Not if you don't count me, sir. And I assume you weren't.
Lovett, that's not what I meant.
Forgive me, sir. I wouldn't presume to put words in your mouth.
I was inquiring as to the disposition of our fellow officers.
Excellent choice of words, sir. Wojo and Harris rushed over to a disturbance in an office on Park. They asked me to cover, and Sergeant Dietrich called and said he'd be a little late.
Thank you.
And how's Mrs. Miller?
Fine, thank you.
And all the little Millers?
Hardly little anymore, I'm afraid.
They do grow up, don't they, sir?
They certainly do. Certainly do.
Of course, I'm only going by what I hear, not being blessed with a brood of my own.
Well, that's a pity.
It's by choice, sir. I deny myself the love, warmth, and companionship of a family until I reach a higher rung of my chosen profession.
That's really not necessary, Lovett. I mean, I was still in blues when I had my first.
An accident of passion, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dietrich.
Sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
You're not going to ask me why?
If I felt an explanation was necessary, I would ask for one.
Yeah, but you always ask Wojo. I think I'm entitled to the same consideration.
All right, why were you late?
My alarm clock didn't go off. Wasn't worth the trouble, was it? Hey, Mr. Croner, just step inside.
Yeah, but I get to make that phone call now, right?
Yes, you can call your lawyer.
I want to call my mother.
What do you got here?
Erwin Croner, he's an actor. Hit his agent in the head with a telephone.
You might say he reached out and touched someone.
The guy wouldn't take my phone calls. And then he wouldn't return them. He'd put me on hold, and then he'd never get off the line.
Well, it's provocative, I'll admit, but hardly justifies assault.
Oh, look, I didn't mean to hit him. I only wanted him to phone this producer about a part for me. But he vacillated, so I insistently offered him the phone, and I chipped his tooth.
I see.
And cut his lip. And his eye.
The agent is one Harold Lipkin. He's on his way to Bellevue to get stitches.
And he's coming down here to press charges.
All right.
I got it. Precinct, Sergeant Dietrich.
You're lucky Mr. Lipkin isn't a cop. He wouldn't take the call.
All right, we'll be right there. Two guys and a beef in a park. Doesn't sound like much.
Take Lovett.
Figures.
Sergeant Wojo Horowitz will take your statement.
Oh, look, I better not say any more until I talk to my mom.
Okay. We may have to put you on hold.
Very good.
Really familiar to me. Have I ever seen you act?
Yeah, yeah. Probably have. I'm Little Corky Carter.
The kid actor?
Star at 10, has been at 11.
What happened?
Puberty. My voice changed. I grew a foot and a half in a year, and hair came out on my arm. I was finished.
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, forget it.
Well, you were really good.
Thanks.
Pardon me.
Yes, ma'am. May I help you?
I'm looking for Sergeant Arthur Dietrich.
He's out on a call, but, I'm Sergeant Harris.
How do you do?
Apparently not as well as Arthur, but, I manage. Can I, be of help?
Oh, this isn't police business. Oh, no, it's a, social call.
I had a feeling. That's his desk, and he should be back soon if you'd care to wait.
Thank you. I'd like to freshen up. Is there a ladies' room?
When there's a lady in it? Could I take your bags?
Well, thank you.
Sorry to put you through so much trouble.
It's all right.
I get it.
Don't worry about it.
Mr. DeLuca?
Hello, Sergeant.
Come on, not again.
This time, I'm arrested.
What have we got here? You remember Mr. DeLuca, a good Samaritan? Went to the aid of a lady in distress, got himself mugged.
Yes, Mr. DeLuca. Nice to see you again.
Mr. Felsch claimed he was sitting in a park eating a hot dog when Mr. DeLuca attacked him.
What? Well, he's mistaken, because he was choking.
Where's Felsch?
Dietrich?
Huh? Where's Mr. Felsch?
Oh, he's got a couple of broken ribs. He's in emergency.
You broke his ribs?
Well, I used the Heimlich maneuver. It's the only way to save a choker. A quick jerk below the rib cage forces air up through the windpipe and dislodges the obstruction. If I may show you...
I'm familiar with the maneuver. That's it?
Dietrich?
Huh? That's the whole story?
What?
That Mr. DeLuca may have saved Mr. Felsch's life.
Yeah.
Broken ribs are always a risk when the Heimlich maneuver is used. But most people prefer that to death.
All right, we'll try and straighten this out when Mr. Felsch gets here. In the meantime, make yourself at home.
Thanks.
Hello, Arthur.
Hello. Where'd you come from?
I was in the neighborhood.
What a coincidence, so was I.
Oh, I find that embarrassing.
He's kind of touching myself.
I bet he's got his eyes open.
How nice to see you after...
Yeah, what 14
years?
14
years.
It was the last weekend of the Columbia riots, right?
Yeah, weren't we the activists, though? What a weekend.
Yeah, we certainly were. Active.
Yeah.
Cynthia, this is Sergeant Woja Holtz.
Hi.
Sergeant Harris.
We've met.
Norman DeLuca.
Erwin Kroner. Formerly Little Corky Carter.
This is Captain Miller. Cynthia Reese.
Miss Reese.
Well, actually, it's Mrs. Barrow now.
Oh, right.
I sent you a wedding invitation.
I sent you a toast.
Old acquaintances, I take it.
Uh-huh. Our salad days.
Arthur and I shared a room in a motel off campus.
Oh. Yeah, well, it wasn't exactly a Waldorf salad.
We were all so surprised when Arthur became a policeman. At med school, he was voted most likely to succeed.
I never assumed that.
I was just sure by now that you'd be in research doing wonderful things with parts of the human body.
Well, in my own small way.
Captain, would you care for a cup of coffee?
That's tea.
Well, that's for Sergeant Harris.
Try and stop him.
Mrs. Barrow?
Yes, that would be nice.
Make it two. One black, one sugar. Black, no sugar.
Correct.
I'll bring it to your desk.
Thanks. Come on, have a seat.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I'm Mrs. Crona.
Oh, you must be Corky's mom.
Where is he?
He's behind you in the cage.
In the cage? Oh, my darling. Oh, how could you lock him up like an animal? Oh, a boy with his credits.
Well, that's the rules.
There's an older rule, the law of nature. You do not separate a mother and her child.
No, ma'am.
Well, then either let him out or let me in. I cannot talk to him through those bars. I am not Betty Davis.
This won't hurt. Here we go.
I'll have clean cups in a few minutes.
So, after Eddie graduated, we got married. He's an anesthesiologist now.
Great.
I just wanted you to know that I am very happily married.
Perfect.
And that coming up here today to see you was an impulse. For old time's sake.
I appreciate it.
I just wouldn't want you to misunderstand.
Come on, we're two old friends. Ships are passing the night. Hands across the sea. How about lunch?
Well, I wouldn't want to take up too much of your time.
What, lunch? Quick drink, quick sandwich.
I'd love it.
No, you can leave the packages.
Oh, okay.
Out to lunch.
Have a good time.
It's, 12:35. Be back, sometime today. Or not.
Do you remember when you were 7 years old and you did that wonderful scene in jail where they took your big brother to the electric chair? Oh, how you cried. You were just marvelous. And the whole world cried when you cried.
Ma, I cried after the director told me you got hit by a streetcar and that you died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital and I was never going to see you again. Mm. Then he stuck me with a pin.
Anyone for a refill?
No, thank you.
Captain, I couldn't help noticing that your plants seem to be dying.
Oh?
If you like, I could talk to them for you. People say I have a green tongue.
Bart, there's a Mr. Felt here about Mr. DeLuca.
Oh, fine. We see if we can take care of this. Mr. Felch.
That's him. That's the guy.
Right. Take it easy. I'm Captain Miller. I'd shake your hand, but I got two cracked ribs.
Well, I was trying to help.
Yeah, trying to help yourself to my wallet.
Mr. Felch, I think you may have misinterpreted Mr. DeLuca's actions.
What's to misinterpret? I get something caught in my throat. Next thing I know, this creep over here has got a bear hug on me and puts his fist through my stomach.
But that's the way it's done.
Mr. Felch, have you ever heard of the Heimlich maneuver?
Sure. Krauts pulled it in 43.
The Heimlich maneuver is a method of saving a choking victim. You see, Mr. DeLuca saw that you were having difficulty.
Oh, come on, huh? Why do I sign the complaint?
I assure you, Mr. DeLuca was only trying to help.
Look, all I know is I'm in a lot of pain and I want to get out of here. So can we get on with this thing?
I'm afraid Sergeant Harris is going to have to book you.
I understand.
The man has a wooden leg. Have you seen it?
Just have a seat, huh?
Hello again. Harold Lipkin.
Ah, yes. The agent.
Over here, I've seen Mr. Lipkin.
Ingrate.
Ah. I see you've got the right person behind bars.
You've got a nerve talking like that. You have lived off Corky's flesh, blood, and talent until all he's got left is his carcass.
Carcass?
No, it's just a figure of speech.
Well, then don't call me a carcass.
Hemlock maneuver. That's a good one. I mean, who do you think you're dealing with here? Some yokel who just got off the farm? Let me tell you something. I've spent 25 years in this city, and I know all about people. Nobody does nothing for nobody but themselves. Yeah, you're right. I'm a little cynical. So excuse me for not believing in Tinkerbell. Let me get this straight. You're saying that you saw me in trouble, so you came over for no reason, with nothing in it for you, and saved my life.
Yes?
You're sick!
Mr. Felch.
I don't believe him. Do you believe him?
I believe him. Sign, right here.
A man is walking in a park, minding his own business, when all of a sudden, for no reason, he decides to save someone's life. Right?
Right. Sign, right here.
Hey. Don't rush me, all right?
Belch, you gonna sign the complaint or not?
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Mr. Felch.
Forget it. I changed my mind.
All right. Come on, you're free to go.
What's happening to people?
Come on, Mr. DeLuca. You're free to go, too.
Well, if you're sure I can't be any more help up here?
Oh, Mr. DeLuca, just go home. And look, remember, there's an old Chinese proverb. Save a man's life and he'll never forgive you.
That doesn't make sense.
Hey, I'm not Chinese. They're supposed to be damn clever.
Okay, Mr. Lipton. You can sign it or not.
I will not let you send my son to prison.
I'd be doing him a favor.
The environment would be an improvement.
Oh, kill a mother. When all else fails, kill a mother.
You face it. The only reason Corky was a star was because he was a cute kid. But he's no actor. Kids don't act. They laugh. They cry. Their noses run a little. Cute. You know what I mean?
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. You are going to be a star, just like you were before, in spite of parasites like him.
Will you leave him alone already? Do you see what she does to him? Shirley Temple doesn't tap dance anymore. She's an ambassador. Jackie Cooper put away his lower lip. He's a captain in the Navy, for God's sake.
Mickey Rooney is still a star.
He's just lucky he hasn't grown one inch.
You think I haven't tried to get him parts? I've tried.
Lipkin, do you want to sign the complaint?
No, I didn't come down here to put him in jail. I came down to talk sense.
Okay, then I can let him out.
Good, let him out, keep her.
Do that, Mrs. Lipkin. She's not under arrest.
Under arrest? Oh, I could be if I did what I want to you. Parasite!
Thank you. From you, that's a compliment.
A compliment? Don't misinterpret the whole thing.
A stage mother to a grown man.
Will you two shut up already, the both of you?
Now, see what you've done. You've upset Corky.
I'm not Corky, Ma. I'm Irwin. I'm not going to be a star again, Ma. That's over.
Oh, no. Now, don't you talk like that.
I'm not an actor. I never wanted to be an actor. That's what you wanted.
You were gorgeous.
Ma, you never once asked me what I wanted to be, did you? Ever once? Ask me.
Ask you
what? Ask me what I want to be.
What do you want to be?
A truck driver, a real person. I want to be the guy that sits high in the cab of one of those big semis, you know, roaring across the highways and byways of America. I want to be in control of all that power in my own two hands. I want to be in control of my own destiny, Ma. I want to see real people in real places. When I talk into a mic, Ma, I want it to be into one of them CB radios, you know, talking to my good buddy. Saying things I want to say, not what some hack wrote. And Ma, what I want to say is, the hell with show business!
Can you kill me?
Erwin, I'm going to help you.
You are?
Yes. I've got a cousin in the trucking business in Jersey. I'm going to talk to him.
You believe me, Ma. You believe me. You see that? You believe me, Mr. Lipkin. That was a good performance, huh?
No. That's why I'm going to get you a job as a truck driver.
But I don't even have a driver's license. I don't understand. Thought that was pretty good.
Had me going.
You were marvelous.
Ma, he didn't believe me.
I believed you. I will always believe in you.
Ma, I don't want to drive a truck.
The lunch was marvelous. Impeccably prepared, beautifully served.
Well, it's a very popular place. We were lucky we got stools.
I loved it. I will say, however, I think the tour was a little depressing.
Well, I just thought you might like to see the guts of a police station. Everybody should. Where things are going, I think everybody will.
Well, it's getting late.
Only 4:15.
It was really lovely to see you again, Artie.
Lovely is the word.
We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah. May I give Eddie your best?
I think he's already got it. Sorry about the long lunch.
Yeah. Charming girl.
Could have been. Look, I've always insisted on being the best at whatever I did. I could have been a good doctor, but I knew I wouldn't be the best doctor in the world. I could have been a good lawyer or a good husband, but I knew I wouldn't be the best. That's why I became a cop. Well, present company accepted.